What's up, guys? It's Kristen, and it's time for another episode of Tequilaing Time. Listen, y'all, it has been the Mondayest of Mondays ever. That's when I'm recording this. And so, trust me when I said I was ready to get home and record this. Because this is like my outlet. This is where I like release everything that is built up through the weekend or the week or whatever. And I can just talk about whatever I want. And that's very soothing to me because I'm a talker. I am a true talker. I could talk to anything and anybody for any amount of time about nothing. And so just to get home and just be able to say all my thoughts out loud, what a relief. Another relief is my passion fruit hard seltzer I'm drinking right now, because you know I gotta tell y'all what I'm drinking, what I'm sipping on while I'm sharing my thoughts and my musings and whatever else I'm gonna share on here today. And one more thing that helps me through a tougher Monday is when your mom texts you and says, "Are you eating dinner with us tonight?" And I say, "Yeah, probably." She said, "Cool, I basically made Thanksgiving dinner." So she had turkey, stuffing, green beans, cranberry sauce, you name it, she had it. And I was like, "Yes, Mom, that's exactly what I needed. A good, wholesome, full meal." So thank God for moms, thank God for podcasts, thank God for hard seltzers. What more could you ask for in life? We're in There goes, there's Davey. We're in August, guys. We have survived 8 months of 2020. It's August. It is almost fall. It is almost spooky time, and I'm here for it. Fall is my favorite season. And so these, like, couple nights where it's been a little chilly have just been bringing me so much love and joy and happiness. You have absolutely no idea how excited I am that fall could be here. But I'm also, you know, I'm still here for the summer. I do enjoy summer. I'm not one of those people like, "Oh, I can't stand the heat, can't stand it." There's good things and bad things about all the seasons, I guess. But fall is where it's at. And now that I can see it, like, just creeping around the corner, I'm like, "All right, stop creeping and get yourself in here, because I'm ready for it. I'm ready to be in a cozy sweater." Taylor Swift, you know, just brought it all together with the Folklore album, like I talked about last weekend, or last week on the podcast. Seriously, y'all, that album, I don't mean to touch on it again, but I'm going to. It will break you. You can be feeling completely fine and settled in your whole entire life, and then you turn on the Folklore album and you're like, "Wow, I didn't know that my ex from fourth grade..." Oh my gosh, Davey, he wanted to put his opinion in this. You're like, "Wow, I didn't know my ex from fourth grade hurt me so bad." And you're sitting there thinking about all that. But I mean, that's the truth. But sitting on my patio with my string lights, cuddled up in a blanket, listening to that album is a whole nother level of just feeling and happy. What else has happened? Nothing really that I can think of. TikTok might get banned. That's apparently the biggest issue in the country, is, you know, they could ban TikTok. But I think we're good. I don't see that going anywhere anytime soon. Yeah, that's where we're at, guys. TikTok's getting banned, and listen to the Folklore album. Here we are. But like I said, first off, again, a huge thank you to everyone who has listened to all the episodes so far. I love that my audience is growing every week, and I hope you're enjoying them. I hope you enjoy what I talk about. Tell me, now that we have the Instagram at Tequilaing Time on Instagram, get on there, tell me what you like, what you don't like, what you want to talk about, anything that, you know, you got going on. You don't got to be single. You don't got to be 20s. You could be anything. We'll talk about anything. If your dog wants to talk about anything, Davy's clearly got opinions. Follow that Instagram. And then I'm just so grateful for everyone that's listening. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, you got to listen to it. It was so funny. I loved having that time with Rihanna and getting to just share some stories and laughs together. It was so much fun. So definitely going to have some more little special guests of some of my friends to come on there because they're super important to me. So I'm going to share them with you because, you know, everyone should be lucky enough to have my friends. So why not share them? All right, so today you just got me, but I want to talk about the summer season. Like I said, fall is creeping up on us, but we still got a good month and a half of summer to come. I had my first lake day this weekend. It was so much fun. I was with my family. However, this has been my first single summer in like 5 years. And when I tell you that I didn't think that summer would be the hardest season to be single in, but it really is. I had, you know, my first single holiday season this year, but I feel like in the holidays, I was so busy with friends and family and other events I was going to, I didn't really have time to slow down and think like, oh, I wish I had someone to spend. Of course I did, but it wasn't like as prominent. But we were also not in a global pandemic lockdown as well. So not only is it single summer, but it is single summer in a global pandemic with social distancing and all the other guidelines and restrictions that we have to abide by. So we have so many option. We have just, everything is thrown at us here. So, you know, we've got hot girl summer. We're out here living our best lives. And honestly, that's what I thought this summer was going to be. I thought, you know, be out here living my best life, have things to do all the time. I'm going to be so busy. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to be looking forward to canceling on people and having some downtime. And yeah, there have been some days, some weekends, some events like that. However, the weekends and the days that I don't have anything planned, it's hard. It's really hard. I think I mentioned once before that I say I have antisocial anxiety, and I do. And I will say that 90% of the time, if I look hard enough, I can find something to do or someone to go hang out with and find some kind of plans. But there are times when it seems like everybody has something to do someone with, but me or like you as that other single person or whoever you are listening to it. And that's tough when you see everybody on Facebook, you know, taking the cute pictures on the lake, going, hiking, doing all these things. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not here to Kanye you and say, you know, look, I'm really happy for you. But I am happy for you. And I'm glad that people have their people. But it is hard when you're sitting at home and you're like, it's a beautiful day outside. Wish I had someone that I just knew would automatically be here to do stuff with me. And I think that's where the deeper, it's not having people to do things with. It's not having the person that you know is going to be there to do something with no matter what. Like, you're their main priority. You are the one that they are wanting, that they're thinking the same thing about you. And it's easy to be like, hey, so-and-so, do you want to go and go to dinner and then, like, walk through a shopping center or something? And they're like, yeah, of course, it's date night, let's go. And it's not planning a plan. It's like, you know that the plan's there and you it's just there. Like, you have something there, like something concrete. And I didn't think that that would be something I miss so much in the summer, but it is. And I don't want this episode to be like a downer, because it's really not, because there's, I have upsides to this. I'm just explaining the downside. So, summer has been hard. Not all the time, and not the majority of time. Literally just a couple times. Like, I've had those days where I'm like, man, I just wish I had someone to know that I automatically could spend the day with them. And I know that that day will come when there is someone, and I'll probably be like, good grief, can you just, like, leave for an hour so I can have some time to myself? But it is tough when you see everyone else out enjoying the summer, and you're like, it's like when you were, like, grounded, and you see all your friends playing in the playground from your window, and you just have to, like, wave out the window. That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, you know that you could go play out on the playground another day, but everyone else is doing it today, and it's the one day that you can't. That's the best analogy I can think of. So, now that I've explained the situation, I'm going to share some of the things I do to take my mind off of it, occupy my time, you know, just kind of figure out how to make your single summer fun for yourself, because it can. You don't need anybody to have a good summer. You don't have to have that person. So, first off, my favorite summer day by myself thing to do is going to sound absolutely crazy compared to everything I just said, but is have a movie day in bed with my pup. Like, just have that day where I don't have to do anything, and just knowing that you could get up and do something, but you don't have to. That is just so... Baby, honey, that's enough. I'm talking about you. That is just so relaxing to know that I can just spend all day in bed with my dog and watch a movie, watch Hamilton for the 75th time, and know that you're not putting anybody out or no one's waiting on you or being bored or anything like that, because your dog's going to want to sit there and cuddle with you all day no matter what. So that is one of my favorite things to do. You know, get up. You might move from the bed to the couch to switch TVs. You know, get a change of scenery. Eat whatever you want. That's the day that you can, like, just sit there and have a bag of, like, chips and salsa and just eat that. And you're like, yeah, cool. I'm not even hungry because that was my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And sometimes those days are just a good reset. Recharge and reset. And I do enjoy those. Not every day, but occasionally that's a good thing. It's something to look forward to. Just a day to not do anything but spend time with your pup or your kitty cat or whatever you have. I don't know if you got a goldfish, bring the ball next to your bed. I don't know. But just spend a day with you, yourself. And I mean, make it purposeful. I even would say try to stay off your phone some. And I mean, of course, you could mindlessly scroll on, like, TikTok and stuff, but don't, like, sit there and start talking to your friends really or anything that would make you get some FOMO. Like, you'd be like, oh, well, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, I'm out at such and such. You're like, oh, I'm so jealous, blah, blah, blah. No, you're not jealous. You're having a great day at home by yourself, chilling, watching TV. So, don't be jealous. Second, another thing to do is have a shopping day. Go out, wear your mask, and go to a store, and go browse. If you are out shopping by yourself, you don't have anyone you have to wait on or, like, abide to their time or, you know, be cautious of, oh, I'm taking too long to look at every single black pair of athletic leggings on this rack, but I want to figure out which ones are the absolute best. Take your time, browse, walk up and down every single stinking aisle of every single store you go to. And you know, enjoy that. Wear your AirPods or something. Listen to music while you're shopping and be in your own little world, but shop and get whatever you want. Like, take that time for yourself to treat yourself and spend as long as you want just sitting there and thinking about things that are going to bring you joy. And that's a fun day. And honestly, those days go by so fast. It feels like you've been at the store for like 10 minutes and you come outside and it's been 2 hours because you just lose all track of time. You get in your own world and just lose all track of time. Go to like TJ Maxx and see what the best like hidden find you can find in the makeup aisle is, because that is not only like relaxing, but it is intensely satisfying when you get like the best makeup deal you can find. So you can find so much joy and fun in just having a shopping day by yourself, because you don't have to answer to anybody and you're not on anybody else's time and you can do whatever you want and go wherever you want. And there's that. That's a good one too. Be careful with that one though, because it can get dangerous, especially when I go shopping, it's either going to go one of two ways. I either can just browse all day long and browse and browse and browse and browse. And when I tell you, just go through every single thing in the store, go to every store and not find anything I want, but still, you know, get enjoyment from the window shopping and you like see some things, you're like, well, I might come back for that. But some days it's like that, and some days it's literally every single thing I put my hands on, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to have this. So, you know, finding the balance between those 2 days is the way to make this tip work out well for you in the long run. My third suggestion of a single summer day is treat yourself. Go to get your hair done, or a mani-pedi day by yourself. Treat yourself. Do something for you that's going to make you feel better and let you relax. I typically prefer to go get my hair and nails done by myself. Just talk to the people there and relax. It is just when you know that you can sit there and someone else is there to make sure you feel good and you don't have to worry about it, it just takes it to the whole other level. It's so nice. And again, it's like a good time-consuming thing to really, you know, make sure you're not just sitting there watching the clock. You're enjoying yourself. And I don't know about you, but it takes me the entire time I'm in the pedicure chair to pick out the color that I want for my toes. So That almost brings in the, you know, shopping aspect, because you're shopping for the color of nail polish you want, and there's always 17 million bajillion colors that you have to pick from. And then you're like, you get to pick what your vibe's going to be for like the next 2 to 3 weeks. So, or, you know, if you go and just wake up and say, hey, I'm going to go find a walk-in hair appointment and I'm just going to do what I feel like, what I woke up this morning felt like. That kind of spontaneity is refreshing. It is like, I'm here for me. I'm going to do what I want. I'm bold and I'm going to make a bold choice and I'm going to do it right now. When you've got someone else, you have to say like, oh, hey, do we have time, or is it going to be okay if I can go and be gone this long? And by the way, what do you think about this? And getting others' opinions. And I don't see an issue with getting others' opinions, but you know what? Do something for yourself. Like, just go and just say, this is what I want to do, and I don't care what anyone else thinks. And just do it and see what happens. Probably everyone's going to freaking love it, because you're going to look super hot, and you would have looked super hot in everything you wanted to pick. But my girl Taylor said it best. She said, which, I mean, this was in regards to her boyfriend, and I'm talking about it in regards to like a hair choice. But she said, it was happiness without anyone else's opinion. Girl, go get your hair happiness without anyone else's opinion. And, you know, just own it and do it. So that's always a fun one. Another one is go eat at your favorite restaurant. Go sit on their patio, table for one, and just sit out there and people watch and just enjoy it. If it's your favorite and you're like a local and you go all the time, you're probably going to have friends that are there that you can pop in, that will pop in and see you, waiters, staff there, like they know you, like your own little Cheers bar. Go and do that. Food makes everybody happy. So there's that. You have the familiarity of your spot, your favorite place. And everyone will honestly admire your confidence, because eating alone seems to be like a huge hurdle to go over. So if you're sitting there and you're just eating alone, go for it and own it. Because, I mean, enjoy your time. Again, you're not on anyone else's time frame. You can order whatever you want. You can order four courses if you want, because you're not on anyone else's time frame. No one tells you when you have to go. Drink responsibly, of course. But if you want to sit there all daggone day and you're going to tip well enough to sit there all daggone day, do it. Make that spot yours for the day. And like I said, if you're going to do that, though, please tip your waiter and waitress well, because you are taking up one of their tables the entire day. Make it, like, worth their time. And then they'll be super grateful to you, and they're gonna make sure that you're getting, like, awesome service the whole day. Let's see. What else can we do? You can go for a walk. That's always fun. Go to a pool and... You don't have to have someone to go to the pool. Go and lay out, or go play in the pool by yourself. Who cares? Go float, do whatever you want. Mostly, it's just embracing your time to spend a day by yourself. Spend a day with yourself and, like, just be like, hey, it's me and I'm going to spend the day with me and not have to worry about anyone else. And that's probably the best thing you can do for yourself every so often. You know, we talk about self-care and all of that, and I think that the self-care is taking the time to care for yourself, but take the time to be by yourself so you can understand what you need to care for yourself. Because if you're constantly around other people, how will you know what you need alone? I think is what I'm getting at. Because now, I mean, having people around you is a huge thing, but you do have to have that time to yourself to look inwards and see how, and like do like a check-in, like how are we doing? Are we doing good? Are we doing bad? What do we need to do? Let's see, what's another thing we can do? A craft day. If you like to craft, you can go to Hobby Lobby, anything like that, and get you a craft to do, a project to do for the day. So not only are you going to have something occupying your time, but at the end, you're going to have like a reward. Like you made something, you completed something. I love the diamond painting that comes on like those sticky canvases, and you have to place the little like jewels on one by one, kind of like a color by number. I love those. They are so time consuming. But I literally love those because, first off, super satisfying to watch them. Like, you can see the picture, like, in the little, like, guide and the color by number, but it's so pixelated. But once you put the gems in and, like, the picture comes together, it is so pretty and it just comes together so nicely that it's, oh my gosh, all the time consuming, and literally placing all of those little gems on there one by one by one is worth it. But it's very relaxing, and that's something I like to do on a day that I don't have anything to do, because, and honestly, like, I have to be careful with it because I will start doing it and then get on a roll and want to finish, and I'll stay up like all night doing one of them because I just want to see the finished product. Like, I get impatient and I'm like, okay, I can do this much more, and then that's going to be fine. It's never fine. I want to do more and more and more. Let's see. What else can we do? I'd say we can. We've went shopping. We've went to the mall, or we went to get our hair done. You can go to a movie. I don't think a lot of movies are on right now, But you could always go to a movie. First off, who cares if you're there by yourself? Because you're in a dark room. Like, if people are looking around that seriously to find out who's who and who's with who at the movies, like, get a life. But go to a movie by yourself. Watch whatever you want. Again, you don't need anybody else's opinion. So you don't have to take into consideration what anyone else watched. You can watch whatever you want. If you want to go watch a sad movie and cry by yourself at the movie theater, you can do it. If you want to watch an action, a horror, anything, you can do it. So, let's see. What else do we have? We've went to dinner. We've went to the movies. We've basically dated ourselves. There it is. That was the epiphany I was looking for. If you are sad that you were single in the summer and you don't feel like you have anything to do or you don't have someone to rely on to, you know, always be there to do an activity with you through the summer, do all those fun things that you want to do, date yourself. Be your own person you want to rely on. This is why I love doing this podcast so much, because I can sit here and talk these things out and figure it out. This is brilliant. We're brilliant together. So if you're sad that you don't have a partner and that one person that you always know you can do something with, whatever you want to do with a partner and you're like, man, I wish I could do this with someone. Guess what? You can. You can do it by yourself. And there's ways to make any activity fun solo. There really are. And of course, like, I mean, I always feel like I need to put disclaimers in there because I know that I'm like, cool, I could do this by myself. Then I'd go do something like stupid and get myself hurt. So don't go like, you know, deep lake swimming by yourself or go hiking really by yourself in like an unknown trail or something like that. Like, be safe. Like, have a buddy or something for those kinds of things. Like, maybe save that one for a girlfriend day. But anything else, just go by yourself and enjoy it and see what you can do. Honestly, you might get more done by yourself because, like I said a billion times, you don't have to listen to anybody else. You can do what you want on your time how you want it. So, guys, I think we just solved the single girl summer issue. And, you know, you can, don't think that just because you're by yourself, you don't have to dress up either. Like, wear what makes you happy. If you want to dress up like you were going on a fine date with someone, do it. And go look good as hell by yourself. Like, again, I think my main point here is, whatever you're doing, do for yourself. And if there's someone there to do it with you, awesome. But if not, it doesn't matter because you're doing it for yourself anyways. And you're the only person that you have to please. That's it. So, yes, we love our friends. We love our boyfriends. We love our family. And we want to do stuff with them. But honestly, if we're not happy with doing stuff by ourselves, then we're not going to be happy doing stuff with someone else. So, I think that is all I have on that, because we have went full circle. We have started with not knowing what to do. We've talked about what to do on those sad single, they're not even sad single summer days, just the single summer days when you're like, man, I wish I had something to do or someone to do it with. And then you sit there and you boss up and you think, I do have something to do and I do have something, someone to do it with. It's me. I can do it all by myself and I can do whatever I want by myself because I don't need anybody else. That's it. We are our own person. You know, like, it's great to have a person as someone else, but you gotta be your own person too. So, there's that, and there's the single girl summer. Help, to-do list, bucket list, I don't know. And y'all tell me what you like to do on your days when you're just enjoying your day by yourself. I'm sure one of my friends will say that she likes to go and tend to her plants. And one of my friends is spending a lot of her time working on her house and making it, I know, as adorable as it will be, because she could make everything look amazing. you might be growing a family and getting stuff ready for that, and, you know, spending time working on what your future is going to look like, or you could just be sitting on your couch watching Netflix eating icing. And those might have been shout outs to all of my friends. But that's what I say. Be your own best friend. Be your own boyfriend. Be your own girlfriend. Whatever you want. And just go out and enjoy yourself. And that's where I'm going to end that segment. So now, let's talk about our media of the week. This is probably going to be my most unique media of the week. It's going to be someone that, unless I've forced you to watch him a million times, and because I think he's so daggone funny, you might not know who he is. But I want to talk to you guys about Brandon Ferris. I found him on Facebook, you know, when you like start watching a video and you get on one of those rabbit holes where you like just start watching a video and it keeps just automatically playing new ones. I found him through that. And when I tell you that he became a daily part of my routine and still is a daily part of my routine because he posts videos every single day, almost. Like, there's very few days where he doesn't post. And first off, bro, how do you keep coming up with the content, Mr. Brandon Ferris? Because, I mean, I struggle once a week sometimes. So the fact that you can keep coming up with content that's good content every week is insane. When I tell y'all, he is the funniest person I think I've ever seen. And it's my humor. Like, I just crack up because it is so similar to my sense of humor that, I mean, I've woken up Davey watching his videos. When, during quarantine, that was my routine. I would wake up and watch his video, and he does this segment called Google Translate. I cry. I have laughed so hard that I have cried over these Google Translate videos. They are so funny. Like, I don't want to give away like his shtick, so I'm going to just say, if you want to know what Google Translate is, watch it. He makes the god-awfulest messes in his apartment, and it's just hilarious. He's so funny. Even him opening his mail is hilarious to me. I watch that, and I think it's just as funny as any of his other videos. Like, I don't find them any different. And he started vlogging this week, and just him and his girlfriend, first off, they're freaking precious together. Second off, like, she's a saint because I can only imagine him being, like, serious. And I feel like I would be on my toes so much in a relationship with him because he just takes everything, so like everything is so funny to him. And then during quarantine, he had like a tooth issue. I can't remember what it was, but he didn't record, like he didn't post for a few days because, I mean, as a internet personality, as a YouTuber, a video person, like your mouth and your teeth are pretty important. So on those days where he wasn't posting, it was honestly like I felt like I was missing talking to a friend every day. And I think that's the mark of like a good creator. Like, when your absence is missed and noticed. So, Brandon Ferris, you're killing it out there. You're doing the most, and I love it. I seriously love it. I love you and the Dirty Little Duders, and I just love how much you like to make people laugh, and you definitely make me laugh every day in my office to where people look at me like I'm a crazy person. So that's today's media of the week. It is Brandon Ferris. Like I said, he's great. Give him a watch. He's so daggone funny. I know this episode was kind of a quick one today, but I didn't expect to, you know, talk about my problem and solve my problem all in one episode. But, you know, sometimes we got a long episode, we got a short episode. It all works. Keep a lookout for some more guests. There may or may not be one, you know, next week coming up. Make sure that you like and subscribe to our podcast. And I said ours, I mean mine, whoever's. Y'all, it's ours. We're a big family. We're a big group. So like and subscribe to the podcast. Share it with your friends, please. I want so many more people to hear all this stuff. Not because I think I have all this profound wisdom or anything. I just want to make people laugh and be able to talk randomly about real life stuff and stuff that everyone might think is a little too trivial to talk about, but you know what? It's real and we deal with it. So let's talk about it. I am again, super thankful for everyone who listens to me every week, all the love and support I've gotten from my friends and my family and anyone else who has sent me a message or anything like that and said that they liked the episode or it made them laugh. That really does mean something to me. And it's like my goal here, and it just tells that I'm reaching my goals. So I love it so, so much. Have a great rest of your week. Make sure you take a shot for me. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and let's welcome in fall. And you guys have a great day. Bye-bye.